Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna coming to you a day later than normal. A little technical difficulties occurred yesterday. But today I wanted to talk about essential oils for allergies. And we should also have time to talk about the recommended ones for dogs as well. For those of us in different parts of the country, spring is coming, allergy season will start to run rampant, and essential oils are just a great way to naturally implement them in your routine and to help keep the sniffles and the congestion away. So, whether we call it allergic rhinitis, which is really just a term for hay fever, seasonal allergy symptoms, according to when I got this off mind, there's about 40 to 60 million Americans that are affected by allergies. I know I'm one of them, and I treat mine with essential oils and natural herbs, and I was able to come off of my Allegra, the super-duper 180-milligram dose, haven't looked back. It's also prevalent and becoming more so in children. So when we don't treat them, it's so uncomfortable. You have the sneezing, watery eyes, headaches, your sense of smell and taste are not so great. And for some people, depending upon other issues, medical issues that they could have going on, it leads to shortness of breath and further inflammation. So while we all read and we're all told to avoid triggers, what are you supposed to do? Stay inside in a bubble and, with the air on and just lose that quality of life. Part of the reason why our systems are so weakened because we've been impaired by the food industry and all the environmental toxins. So let's talk about some of the oils that I think and from what I read and from different articles, and I'll share exactly where I got that from. Is that, pure essential oils have the ability to chemically support our bodies and help them to overcome this hypersensitivity. Now we know that a lot of us get from pollen, dust, mold, insects, things, animal dander, food, medications, latex. I have a severe reaction to latex. It's not pretty, but we know that, inflammation is the root cause of most disease, and allergies are no exception. And these oils will help to fight the inflammation and boost your immune system. So let's start with peppermint oil. Now, I know myself, I have I keep a little vial in my shower that's a combination of peppermint oil and eucalyptus oil. And I put a couple of drops in the corner of my shower every morning. One of the reasons I use the peppermint oil is that it's energizing and invigorating, and it gets my day going. Also seems to open up your nasal passages. Same thing with the eucalyptus oil. Plus, it helps to keep my shower clean. So in this instance, peppermint oil, it works so quickly, and it gives you almost immediate relief on clogging your sinuses, and which also helps with your scratchy throat. It's also an expectorant, so it's great for allergies as well as colds, coughs, sinusitis, asthma, bronchitis. But one of the great things about peppermint oil, it has the ability to discharge phlegm and reduce inflammation. And here again, that's what we've been talking about inflammation is the leading cause of allergic reaction. So there was a study done in 2010, done by the journal, let me try to pronounce this, Ethnopharmacology, and they investigated the effects of peppermint oil in the tracheal veins of rats. Yeah, I know, rats. The results suggest that peppermint oil is a relaxant and it exhibits antispasmodic activity, which inhibits contractions that cause you to cough. There was another study in the European Journal of Medical Research that suggests that peppermint oil has anti-inflammatory effects and it reduces symptoms of chronic inflammatory disorders such as allergic rhinitis and bronchial asthma. So a remedy to use, and this I got from Dr. Axe, is diffuse 5 drops of peppermint essential oil at home. This will help unclog your sinuses and treat a scratchy throat. It also will help relax the nasal muscles, enabling the body to wipe out that mucus and allergens like pollen. And you can take 1 to 2 drops of pure peppermint essential oil internally once a day. Here again, this is for adults. I would dilute it in a glass of water, or even better, take it with tea. That's how I like mine. If you're into the smoothies or the green drinks, put it right in there. The other thing is, you know, forget the Vicks Vapor Rub that has so many ingredients that are not good for you. You can take the peppermint oil and apply it topically, like to your chest, back of your neck and temple, always, you know, dilute it with, you know, coconut or you know, the oil of your choice before topical application. So that's a good thing for the peppermint oil. Now, basil oil, it also reduces inflammation. It also supports your adrenal glands and as you know, the adrenals produce over 50 hormones that drive almost every bodily function. So it's like when your adrenals are shot, your whole body kind of feels like it's shot. You know, it's really pushing on empty. So basil essential oil helps your body to, you know, react appropriately. It rushes blood to your brain, heart, and muscles. So, and while it does that, it also helps to detoxify your body of bacteria and viruses. Whenever I feel a cold coming on or, you know, been around somebody that had some type of virus, I always, always, always diffuse basil oil. You know, I add it to my blend and I leave it running in my diffuser all night long. And studies have shown that basil oil has antimicrobial activity. It also is great at killing bacteria, yeast, and mold. And as we know, all of that leads to respiratory issues, including asthma. So basil essential oil does a lot of good stuff for us to help regulate, you know, overreaction of the immune system. Take 1 drop internally, adding it to soup, salad dressing, or any other dish. I mean, you know, even if you're doing Italian or whatever it is, a little bit, though I will caution you this, with basil oil, it's so pure and concentrated. Less is best, my opinion. Because I feel that it's very strong. So to support, you know, you might want to put 2 to 3 drops of the basil oil with the fractionated coconut oil and apply it here again to your chest, the back of your neck and temple. It's also a good way to get some immediate relief. Now, eucalyptus oil, I mentioned this earlier in terms of it's one of the oils that I use in my morning shower blend with the peppermint oil. And one of the reasons is because it opens up the lungs and sinuses. It gets your circulation going. It'll reduce your symptoms of allergies. It also kind of, if you inhale it directly, it kind of gives kind of a cold sensation on the nose and then helps to improve your airflow. It's also analgesic. It's anti-inflammatory. It works also as an expectorant, helping to cleanse your body of toxins and microorganisms that are your allergen triggers. Now, there was a study in 2011 published by Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they held that eucalyptus essential oil is an effective treatment for upper respiratory tract infections. And clinically, you know, proven patients were treated with eucalyptus spray, reported improvement in the severity of their most debilitating respiratory tract infection symptoms compared to those participants in the placebo group. So improvement was defined as a reduction of sore throat, hoarseness, or cough. So a remedy to use for the respiratory issues: diffuse 5 drops of eucalyptus oil, or you can apply it topically to your chest and temples. To clear the nasal passages and relieve congestion, pour a cup of boiling water into a bowl, add 1 to 2 drops of eucalyptus oil, then kind of do like you're opening your pores on your face. You just put a towel over your head and inhale deeply for 5 to 10 minutes. And you know, that's, you'll get some immediate relief with that. I don't know how many of you might use a neti pot. That's also very good, you know, with the fine sea salt. If you wanted to add a drop of the pure essential oils that, you know, I just mentioned, that also works. I know it, you know, I've used that in the past when I was trying to come off of the allergy medication. Okay. Just real quick, lemon oil also supports the lymphatic system. It, you know, with drainage and helps with overcoming respiratory conditions. You can add it to your laundry detergent, mix, you know, put some drops in water. You can spray it on your on your bedding, your couches, sheets, curtains, carpets. You know, no need to go out there and spend money on products that are more harmful to you when you can easily make them at home and get all of these same benefits. Lemon oil would work that way, and most of the citrus oils would, you could substitute if you have, say, orange or tangerine to change it up. Tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is another oil. A little bit goes a long way. It's very powerful. It will destroy airborne pathogens that cause allergies. It's also an antiseptic agent, and it also has anti-inflammatory properties. Now, we all know about tea tree oil for acne, et cetera, but it's great for skin rashes and hives. Also, as a household cleaner, when you want to use it topically, add 2 to 3 drops to cotton ball and gently apply to the area of concern. So here again, something that you can apply directly, or as always, it can be diffused. We talked about the lemon oil, tea tree oil. I wanted to also just give a couple of more recipes. Food allergies, 1 to 2 drops of lemon or peppermint oil internally. It will help relieve the symptoms, help to detoxify your body, and eliminate the allergens through sweat or urination. I mentioned the skin rash and hives. I did forget to say that layering the oils over the liver area it's another way to treat skin irritations because it will help the liver flush out toxins. So, you know, for the skin rash and hives, or if you feel that you have any toxins, 3 to 4 drops, say of the tea tree oil, mixed with the coconut oil, and rub it into the liver area. And so it will also help the liver work better at flushing out. So can also disinfect your home with a mixture of the lemon and tea tree oil. And as I had already mentioned, you know, cleanse your furniture, spray it in the air. If you have a 16-ounce spray bottle, you probably need about 40 drops of lemon oil and 10-20 drops of tea tree oil, because remember, a little bit goes a long way. Or if you have any kind of citrus, you could add that instead of the lemon. You want to make sure that you mix it with pure water and a smidge of white vinegar. You can also do 2 to 3 drops of peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender oil with 1 teaspoon of coconut oil and massage that onto your temples, behind your ears, and the bottoms of your feet. Now, I do want to caution that there's possible side effects. I don't take tea tree oil internally. It's best to use it aromatically or topically. Always, when you're using oils topically, dilute with a carrier oil, especially if you have sensitive skin or if you're going to use under your eyes or on your neck. Also, if you're going to take the oils internally, a little goes a long way. I would start with 1 drop a day. And then if your system is able to tolerate it, you could go up to 1 to 2 drops a day for a month. Then you have to take a break. Take at least a 2-week break, and then you start the treatment again. So this is something that you need to give your system a break from. You can take 1 to 2 drops up to a month, and then 2 weeks off, and then you can start it all over again. I don't know how much time we have left. I'm sitting outside. But I wanted to talk about essential oils for dogs with allergies. My beloved chocolate lab, Nelson, who, you know, is no longer with me, he suffered with allergies terribly. And I was glad that I had learned about the essential oils that helped ease his symptoms tremendously. You know, a lot of times we think that dogs are dealing with fleas and ticks, but they're really dealing with allergies. So, as always, even for our pets, please, please, please use only quality oils. If you don't use quality oils on yourself or your pets, you're hurting yourselves more than you're helping them. Make sure you're using therapeutic-grade essential oils, not perfume quality or aromatherapy grade. My oils are therapeutic-grade, and they can also be used for aromatherapy. But more importantly, they are therapeutic-grade. So make sure whether, you know, you don't buy for me or somebody that you know, make sure, please. Because if not, non-therapeutic grades, they contain solvents, chemicals, and it can make you and your dog's problems worse. So the lower price, a lot of times, it's because it's an inferior quality. So you don't want to use anything that's inferior because it'll clog up their little livers, and it's going to just add another issue to the, you know, to its itching. The good thing, though, is that 1 bottle, you know, just 1 or 2 drops out of a bottle, the bottle lasts a long time. You also always want to dilute the oils when you're using them on your dog. You know, the strength of an essential oil is based on the human body, which is roughly equal to about a 100-pound dog. All right, and I got this from Pet 360, Valerie Trumps, and sounds about right, which is why I'm sharing it with you. So please remember, restraint and dilution, it's essential. Always mix with the EO, with the base, cold pressed oil, or, you know, something of that nature. Dilute at a ratio of 1 drop of essential oil to 10 drops base oil for large to medium dogs. Okay, so even like a fractionated coconut, a little bit of the oil goes a long way. So 1 drop, a ratio of 1 drop essential oil to 10 drops of the base oil. That's for large to medium dogs. 1 drop of essential oil to 25 drops base for small dogs. Never mix your EOs with water. The last thing you want to do is irritate your dog's skin. You're looking to help them, not make it worse. So some of the best oils for dogs is lavender, which, as you know, it's also great for us in terms of the allergies. I mean, it's my number one favorite oil because it's almost like it's a universal oil. You know, it's full spectrum. It's antibacterial, antimicrobial, antiseptic, antifungal, anti-anxiety. If you don't know what the problem is, but, you know, you want to make them feel better, you know, dilute some of the lavender oil and put it directly on the spot that he's scratching. My dog Nelson was old, and he got that old dog smell, and I used, purified water and the lavender oil, and I would spray his coat and his bedding, and it just made him, you know, better to be around and everything else. But here again, it's certainly not going to hurt if they're scratching. You don't ever want to use tea tree oil on a dog. It's poisonous. You can use a Niouli, and I'm going to spell that N-I-A-O-U-L-I. It's a great substitute. It has the same antihistamine and antibacterial properties. It will attack both, issues at once. It also would be great if he has ear infection. Sweet marjoram. There are 5 different types of marjoram, but you want the sweet marjoram. This variety, this particular one, it has a strong antibacterial property. It also is a calming agent and muscle relaxant. So it's great for healing bacterial skin infections, and it can also be used for wound care. Now, these oils that I'm mentioning for your dog, those of you that are horse lovers, absolutely feel free to use them on your horse. When it comes to felines, cats, they can be very sensitive to essential oils, and you definitely want to check with your vet in terms of what essential oils you could use there. But anything for the dogs that I'm talking about can also be used on horses. Helichrysum, it's an oil that's great for skin conditions like eczema. I think I did a show on this oil a while back. So it's great for skin irritations and also provides pain relief with anti-inflammatory and analgesic properties. So scars and bruises also heal faster because it has great regenerative effects. So this is also great to use on your dog. Chamomile, which is a flower from Germany. We know it probably mainly for, you know, teas and whatnot. But it's a great oil for skin irritations, allergic reactions, and burns. It's non-toxic. It's safe and gentle to use. So there's no reason for you or your to suffer. You know, these oils will do the trick and make everybody breathe and just be healthier. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to check out my website, Soulful For You. That's SEOULFULL, the number four, the letter U.com. Also, reach out to me at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you need some suggestions, send me an email, and I'll respond to you. And if there's any oil or topic you want to be talked about on the show, shoot me an email, and I'll be sure to address it. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will talk again. I'm prepared to be back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Take care. Bye-bye.